In Northwest News on KPLU, Boeing says it's confident the company will still be able to deliver 18 tanker aircraft to the U.S. Air Force 2 years from now. That's in spite of problems that emerged in the most recent quarter. More from KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross.
The KC-46 tanker program was the focus of a big fight between Boeing and Airbus for years before the contract finally went to Boeing. Now the first tankers are being built in Everett. Boeing discovered during tests in recent weeks that the company would have to rework the plane's fuel system. That resulted in a charge of $536 million in the June quarter. Boeing's new CEO, Dennis Muhlenberg, says this is not a major setback.
We have our arms around this. We understand the work that has to be done. We have found a way to execute that work and keep the program on schedule for our customer, and we're confident that we're going to do that.
Still, this is a fixed price contract, and that means Boeing has to absorb any cost overruns. But Muhlenberg says long term, getting into this business is a good move for Boeing. He says there's a potential market of as many as 400 aircraft valued at $80 billion. The Air Force has said it wants a total of 179 tankers. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.